أَمْ تُرِيدُونَ أَنْ تَسْأَلُوا رَسُولَكُمْ كَمَا سُئِلَ مُوسَى مِنْ قَبْلِ وَمَنْ يَتَبَدَّلِ الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ.
Translation: Or do you want to ask your messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as Musa, that is Moses, was asked before? That is, show us openly our Lord? And he who changes faith for disbelief, verily, he has gone astray from the right way. Chapter 2, verse 108, Al-Quran. The next topic is the prohibition of unnecessary questions. In this ayah, Allah forbade the believers from asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam numerous questions about matters that did not occur yet. Similarly, Allah said, O you who believe, ask not about things which, if made plain to you, may cause you trouble. But if you ask about them while the Quran is being revealed, they will be made plain to you. Chapter 5, verse 101, Al-Quran. This ayah means, if you ask about a matter, after it is revealed, it shall be duly explained to you. Therefore, do not ask about matters that have not occurred yet, for they might become prohibited due to your questions. This is why the Sahih narrated, the greatest criminal among the Muslims is the one who asks if a thing is prohibited, which is not prohibited, and if it becomes prohibited because of his asking about it. This is why when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about a husband who finds another man with his wife, if he exposes the adultery, he will be exposing a major incident. If he is quiet about it, he will be quiet about a major matter. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not like such questions. Later on, Allah revealed the ruling of Mula'ana. Refer to chapter Nuh, 24, ayah 6-9 in the Quran. The two Sahihs recorded that Al-Mughira bin Shubah said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade saying, it was said, and he said, and wasting money and asking many questions. Muslim recorded that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave me as I leave you. Those before you were only destroyed because of their excessive questioning and disputing with their prophets. Therefore, when I command you with a matter, adhere to it as much as you can. And when I forbid from something, avoid it. The Prophet ﷺ only said this after he told the companions that Allah has ordered them to perform Hajj. A man asked, every year, O Messenger of Allah? The Prophet ﷺ did not answer him, but he repeated his question 3 times. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, no. Had I said yes, it would have been ordained and you would not have been able to implement it. This is why Anas bin Malik said, we were forbidden from asking the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about things. So we were delighted when a Bedouin man would come and ask him while we listened. Muhammad bin Ishaq said that Muhammad bin Abi Muhammad told him that Ikrimah or Sa'id said that Ibn Abbas said that Rafi' bin Huraymilah or Wahb bin Zayd said, O Muhammad, bring us a book sent down from heaven and which we could read, and make some rivers flow for us. Then we will follow you and believe in you. Allah sent down the answer to this challenge. Or do you want to ask your messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Musa, that is Moses, was asked before? That is, show us openly our Lord, and he who changes faith for disbelief, verily, he has gone astray from the right way. Allah criticized those who asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about a certain matter just for the purpose of being difficult, just as the children of Israel asked Musa out of stubbornness, rejection and rebellion. Allah said, And he who changes faith for disbelief, meaning whoever prefers disbelief to faith. Allah then said, verily, he has gone astray from the right way, meaning he has strayed from the straight path to the path of ignorance and misguidance. This is the case of those who deviated from accepting the prophets and obeying them, and those who kept asking their prophets unnecessary questions in defiance and disbelief. Just as Allah said, have you not seen those who have changed the blessings of Allah into disbelief? That is, by denying Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his message of Islam, and caused their people to dwell in the house of destruction, hell, in which they will burn, and what an evil place to settle in. Chapter 14, verses 28 to 29, Al-Quran. Abu al-Aliya commented, they exchanged comfort for hardship.